Hey y'all, this is not a regularly scheduled episode. It'll just be a short meditation that I thought I would share as we approach the midpoint of Lent for those of you in the Orthodox Church. This Sunday, the veneration of the cross will mark the midpoint of Lent. And I was reading the scriptures today and came across a passage that caught me by the heart. It both encouraged me and convicted me. And I thought I would just record a brief meditation by reading the chapter for you. And I hope that it will both encourage and challenge you to utilize the time that we have left in Lent to the fullest. So here goes. This is from the prophecy of Isaiah, and this is the entirety of chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. You shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord hath spoken. There's a couple of verses that really, really stood out to me that I want to bring your attention to. Verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? This is what the fast is for, that we may be loosed from the bonds of wickedness that we have become enslaved to through our pleasures, that the burdens of our sins may be released, that we break every yoke that we have placed ourselves under. Then we can put on his yoke, which is easy, and his burden, which is light. So may we take every opportunity that we have left to do these things, to fast where we can, to help others where we can, so that we might be called repairers of the breach.